Skype of Cthulhu presents A Call of Cthulhu Scenario, The Return of Old Reliable by Oscar Rios. Maybe I should start with that question.
I will drop stuff into the notes shortly here. I didn't have time to get it all printed out and prepped up ahead of time, but I have it ready. Yeah. Snake is my guy's name.
Nice.
Mr. Pluskin?
No, it's pronounced Pluskin.
Ah,
that makes so much more sense. So
hey, the recap, yeah. Steve.
The recap this week, yes.
Yeah, what came before? Recap the entire lives of all the characters. No. anyway, so this is The Return of Old Reliable. By Oscar Rios. So you can blame him for it. Don't blame me.
I will.
I'm just going to say that now.
Wow. It's going to be that good, huh?
It may be interesting. It may be interesting. I hope so. It is the 22nd of December in the year 1958. And for those of you who don't remember 1958, it is the year that NASA was created. The cost of a new house in the United States was just under $13,000. A gallon of gas could be purchased for 25 cents. Sputnik 3 was launched. In the middle of the year, the USS Nautilus, the first nuclear power submarine, crossed under the North Pole. There was a World's Fair in Brussels. Various other kind of early stage space exploration, Vanguard 1, Explorer 3, And let's see what else. What else happened? Stuff like that. Nikita Khrushchev was named Premier of the Soviet Union. Toyota and Datsun both started to sell cars in the U.S. for the first time. The very first Boeing 707 came into service. Sir Edmund Hillary reached the South Pole on his third expedition, I think it was, the first to use mechanized vehicles. Elvis Presley has joined the Army. He is, of course, one of the top singers at the time, top acts, along with Billie Holiday, Frank Sinatra, the Everly Brothers, Ella Fitzgerald, Jerry Lee Lewis. Popular on TV, Candid Camera, Ed Sullivan, Jack Benny, Alfred Hitchcock. The most recent, and the 22nd of December, kind of big news, was the launch into space of the first, living being, but the first American living being, Gordo the spider monkey. Aboard Jupiter something or other, one of the early Jupiter missions, which was successful until it came back to Earth and was lost at sea. Gordo with it. Poor Gordo. But we find ourselves in the Astro Diner outside of Morrison, Florida. It is around lunchtime, and you have all come there. None of you know each other, but you have all arrived at the Astro Diner around the same time as you rock up to the diner. There are two cars parked outside,
One of which is a silver Chevrolet Corvette. And the other is a blue Chrysler Plymouth. Take note of that. That will be important later. The important clues there. And there are just a few people as you walk inside. The fry cook, kind of big, heavy set guy with a big gut, and kind of a greasy hat and apron. Young man working the gas pumps outside. A middle-aged woman with kind of big, curly hair, and her blouse buttoned a little low and a little too tight. Is the waitress. Off at one of the booths, there is a family of three, a husband, wife, and a young daughter. And there is a woman sitting alone at a table. And why don't you go ahead and, just for convenience, can introduce your characters. Edwin, why don't you go first?
Sure. So a thin man in his 30s, very tanned, walks in. His shirt has just the bottom button buttoned, and he is wearing a sailor's cap and black pants. He walks in and gives the waitress a big wink and a even bigger smile and says, "Hi, good afternoon, miss. Looking good. Get a seat from you."
"Oh, sure. Plenty of room. Sit anywhere."
"Thanks.
Steve?
What's good here?"
"Sorry, yes. An older man in a collared shirt, open at the neck with his tie hanging down, sleeves rolled up, cigarette hanging half-smoked in his mouth, another one behind his ear, walks in, looks around the room, heads for the back booth, looks over at the counter and says, "Coffee." "It's Mr. Clive Lee, reporter."
"Sure thing, honey. I'll be right there." "John?"
"Yeah, in walks a sturdy-looking gentleman. He carries himself like he's 25 or so. You know, young man, masculine chin, reliable but rakish gaze. He's just a good-looking dude with smoldering eyes. And he sits right down at the counter, at the far end of the counter, so he can get a good look at the whole all the clientele. Sort of how it bends and sits down and cup of Joe, please." And he's got a paper with him, but he's clearly scanning the room.
"Sure thing, honey. I'll be right over." "Max?"
"I was getting there. Old phone. Is everyone, you know, sitting there, the nice, quiet clinking of silverware on the plates, people eating, slurping their coffee, nice little conversations between each other, all broken by the loud sound of a straight pipe bike coming out, parking in right up next to the windows. In through the door, swung open wildly, probably kicked open, not, you know, used it, opened by hand. In comes Snake. He walks up right to the counter, sits down, twirls around once or twice, pulls out some cash, dumps it on the counter, and snaps his fingers. "Coffee! Come on, Toots, quick!" And then pulls out his comb from the back pocket, starts, you know, making sure his due's all perfect.
The young gas station attendant, looks up as the bike rolls up, and when you walk in, "Hey, mister, nice bike you got there."
This guy's older than me?
Oh, no. Teenager.
"Younger. Yeah, kid. It's nice. Don't touch it."
Oh, no, 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 sir. I wouldn't dare. Can I look at it, though? I promise I won't touch it.
Yeah, you can look at it from there, inside the diner, out the window.
Oh, okay, okay. Do you need some gas? I can gas it up for you. Give it a little bit of a wipe down. Polish it up.
Okay, sure, kid. Here, fill it up with gas. You scratch it though, and you better not let me find you.
You see him go outside, and he's looking quizzically, unsure if he should just push it over to the pumps or try to straddle it and walk it over to the pumps. He seems a little confused. The waitress brings coffee around to Mr. Lee, Mr. Reynolds, and Mr. Snake. And then walks over to Artem with the coffee pot in hand. Patrick does a mean burger.
Well, then, that's what I'll have. Thanks, miss.
Patty melt's pretty good, too, if you're interested in that kind of thing. Where are you from, sailor?
Well, just came up from the Keys.
Ah, how's the weather down there?
Just like you. It's gorgeous.
She kind of smiles. Coffee?
Sure. Thanks.
She pours you a cup of coffee. You see the family that's sitting at the booth is just kind of talking quietly amongst themselves. You see they have a couple maps laid out on the table, and they're kind of, you know, poking at them and moving their fingers along them. You can all make listen rolls.
Nope. Character sheets are important.
That's a fail for Clyde.
22.
Fail.
I'll burn the 2 luck to make that a success.
Okay. the mother and the father are, you know, clearly talking about trying to decide where they're going to go next. They seem to be on some kind of holiday. And the daughter keeps interrupting, asking when they can get a television set. spot hidden rolls. Okay.
Nope. Ooh, that's an extreme success on spot.
I have a... Well, never too early to start burning luck. I'll burn 3 for normal success.
Okay. The woman who's sitting by herself is a moderately attractive woman. Middle-aged, late 30s, early 40s kind of thing. She's sitting there, kind of just sitting up straight. And she is definitely kind of checking out everyone in the diner, kind of in turn. You know, she's not just kind of, you know, she's very clearly, you know, focusing on someone and then for a moment and then moving on and kind of, you know, peering and looking at the other. And
how old would you say she looks to be?
Late 30s.
Very young woman?
Late 30s, early 40s.
Okay, that fits.
That's what our spot hidden gets us, is noticing her.
Yep, noticing her, noticing everyone. Yep.
I will definitely stare her straight in the face when she looks my way and raise my coffee cup to her, give her a little cheers.
She looks away when you do that.
Okay.
A few minutes later, the waitress She has a name badge. You know, she has her name embroidered into her apron. It says Marge. She brings out a plate with a big burger and fries on it. Here you go.
Thank you, Marge.
To Artem.
To Artem? Okay. Yep. I will get out of my booth, kind of approach her after I see Artem make his eye contact, kind of sit between the two of them, kind of next to her, and say, "You look lonely, ma'am. Can I buy you a cup of coffee? Maybe have a few words with you? Been on the road for a long time."
Excuse me? What? I'm sorry. Do I know you?
No, I don't think you know me very much. My name's Clive. Maybe you saw my name in the papers once or twice. Clive Lee. Nice to meet you.
Oh, Harriet Gursky. Make an intelligence roll, Steve.
Okay. That's going to pass, and it looks like it's a normal pass.
Or, I'm sorry, that was the wrong name. She introduces herself as Anna. Sorry.
Anna.
Wrong Anna Gursky or just Anna?
Anna. Anna Jung. You said you passed?
Oh.
Yes, it was a normal success.
Yeah, if you want to fix the notes. Sorry about that. Despite my poor imitation of it, she is speaking in a German accent, a very noticeable German accent.
I see. Excellent. Does she accept my invitation to buy some coffee? I mean, I don't know if she has some in front of her.
She does, yes.
Okay.
No, I am fine. Thank you. She looks at her watch.
Very well.
I was typing exactly what's being typed in the notes, and then it just got... Where am I typing? Oh, I see what's going on.
You're down below.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah, you guys are way down below. Okay.
Yep. You're not just sitting around waiting. America's got to move forward.
That's how inefficiency happens, exactly.
Oh, look at that. Huh.
Crazy.
Is there anything unusual about her appearance, Jim?
No.
Okay. Is Clive left?
I thought he sat down next to her.
He did, but I didn't know if a gentle dissuasion was enough for Clive to go away or...
Well, I hope not.
It's a question for Mr. Reynolds. Mr. Lee, I mean.
Yeah.
What types of belongings does she have? Does she have, like, a purse? Does she have, like, a newspaper sitting with her? Does she have... I don't know.
She has what appears to be a black doctor's bag sitting on the floor
black
next to her.
Doctor's bag. Okay.
Jim, when she looks towards me, I will kind of nod my head at her.
She smiles and looks away.
I will lean over to her at this point and say, and smile my most charming through my cigarette-stained teeth and say, "That's an interesting bag. I think I have one just like it. Do you mind if I have a look at it?"
She reaches down and puts it on her lap.
Okay.
I beg your pardon?
Oh, very well. Didn't mean to give offense, ma'am. I say, and I'll get up and go back to my countertop, or go back to my booth.
As soon as he leaves, I will wander over there.
Okay. As soon as you stand up, Mr. Reynolds, you feel a sharp cramp in your stomach, as if you are about to become ill.
Well,
You may all make luck rolls.
Oh.
Don't like that one bit.
Oh, no. I mean, it's good. I got an odd one, but I don't like to get it so early.
That's good for the rest of us. Yeah, pass.
Yeah.
Made it. Pass.
Okay. In fact, all of you feel your stomach start cramping, and you urgently feel the need to throw up. Who was it that failed?
I did. Artem.
Okay. Artem. In addition, you can feel some wetness under your nose. You kind of reach up and touch it, and you realize you have a nosebleed. And you look over, and you can see the family in the corner. The husband and wife look very uncomfortable, and the girl is actually throwing up and bleeding from the nose.
The girl, like the young girl?
Yes.
Ugh.
I will run outside.
Okay.
I'm going to
grabbing a few napkins as I go.
Okay.
Same. Go out, get some fresh air.
I'm going to wheel and look at the staff, the guy with the greasy, whoever, you know, the waitress, greasy spoon, whoever's back there slinging the food. What's the look on their faces like?
They are both doubled over in pain.
You're both doubled over in pain.
Yep. And those of you who run outside, you see that the young man, the filling attendant, he is also doubled over in pain and bleeding from the nose. And Clive, Anna stands up. She kind of rushes over to you. She says, "Are you okay? What's wrong? I am a doctor."
Lady, are you a doctor or a scientist? It's important.
I'm a doctor. Here, let me help. Please sit down.
I think you need to give me that bag right now. We need to get out of here. This place is dangerous.
What, Clive? I didn't notice you when I walked in. What are you doing here, you little news hound, you? You, what are you out there, looking for some more mud to sort of sling around? Good, honest patriots looking to do, you know, God's work in America's country?
Don't you start with me, Reynolds. You little wet behind the ears, good-looking snot.
You both urgently feel the need to throw up, as do you, as do you, Snake. And Artem, you just start vomiting.
Okay.
I might go for the motorcycle.
Anna opens up her bag and pulls out a large syringe.
Oh no!
Please, Clive, let me help you. I have seen this before.
Doctor, maybe you could help out a citizen of the United States first with your medicines there.
I'm going to grab, if I'm close enough to the counter, to grab a cup of what's left of someone's hot coffee and throw it in her face.
Make a con roll.
Make a con roll. Knew we should have done taken up jogging. Oh, but he makes it. It's a hard success too.
Okay. Make a throw roll.
Throw. Oh. What is base on that? Like 20? Let's see. 20. Yep.
So I think this is an opposed roll. There's no way I'm letting you in the 1950s throw hot coffee in a woman's face. I'm too beautiful to let that happen.
You passed, Steve?
No, I failed the throw roll.
Okay.
Perhaps I hit young Wayne square in his face.
not that. You're probably doubled over in pain.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
no, I passed the con roll.
Nope, the coffee just goes wide.
Yeah, pass the con roll. Yeah, failed the throw roll.
She turns to Mr. Reynolds. Yes, of course. And she holds out the needle as if she's about to inject you.
Reynolds, she's a German spy.
What?
Yeah, dummy, get away from her.
I do not believe the newsprint. Fake news. Go ahead, ma'am.
She says something in German. Do any of you speak German?
Of course not. I speak American and like it.
Spanish. One of my ex-wives was Spanish.
Fair enough.
Speak Spanish.
She jabs Mr. Reynolds with the injection and presses the plunger down part of the way. And as soon as, just kind of a moment after whatever it is that she just injected you with, kind of hits your system, you immediately start to feel better.
Doctor, I don't know what's going on here, but we got to get you out of here.
She runs
over. Come with me. I
must help the others. You can see
the
fry cook and the waitress have collapsed. The girl at the booth has fallen to the floor, and the mother is kind of fallen halfway over, trying to crawl towards the girl, and the father has collapsed onto the table. And she runs over to Artem. Please let me help you.
I'm outside.
Oh, okay.
Sure.
So you and Snake went outside.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
Okay. Yeah. She kind of looks around really quick. She runs outside to Artem and Snake. Please let me help you.
Yeah. What's wrong with us, lady?
Always quick with the comeback.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to fight her off. I'm.
You want to help? Yes, please.
And she injects both Artem and Snake. As soon as she does, you feel very quickly better.
Wow. I haven't felt like that since that crossing in the storm. It must have been 4 years ago.
The gas station attendant is lying near the bike at the pumps, and he doesn't seem to be moving.
Didn't you have more of that medicine, doctor?
And Anna rushes back inside, and she kind of rushes to the family. None of them are moving. To the fry cook.
What's going on?
To the waitress.
Ugh, I don't feel so good about my prospects. Did she ever get me?
I'll
go check the boy out and see the pump guy and see if he's alive.
He is not. He is
okay.
Dead.
Oh, wow.
She comes back to she checks the family, she checks the fry cook, she checks the waitress. No, it wasn't. This wasn't supposed to happen. They're all dead. Please, sir, will you let me help you? She says to Clive.
All right, lady. All right. Go ahead.
Okay. She injects you.
Some words about this.
She injects you, and a few moments later, you start to feel better. And she puts the needle away in her doctor's bag, and she takes out a bottle of pills. And she opens it and takes out a pill, and she hands it to she hands one to Clive. You must take this; it will inoculate you. If you don't, you'll be defensive. You'll be defenseless. There's no time. You must trust me.
All right, I'll take it.
And she hands one to Wayne.
Doesn't even hesitate. Puts it right in his mouth.
Artem, Snake, are you two still outside, or?
No, I'm going to walk back in with her when she goes into, when she went in to get for more medicine or whatever.
Okay.
What happened there?
She hands you one of the pills.
What's this?
You must take this. It will inoculate you.
Wait, see, against what?
Please, hurry. And she hands one to Snake as well.
It's just another pill. He'll toss it up and throw it back.
Sorry, what was that, Max?
What? So are these poppers or these uppers? What?
No, it is an inoculation. It will protect you.
Lady, we got to get out of here.
Sure.
Yes, we must hurry, and I need your help.
First tell me, what else do you have in that bag?
My bag, it is just a doctor's bag. Please, we have to hurry. All will be lost if we do not. And as soon as she says that, you hear sirens. And right. Outside, you look outside real quick, and two police cars and a military jeep screech to a halt in front of the diner.
Oh, I'm going to go to the kitchen and out the back door, because I have no interest in the police.
Me too. I'm following. What did you get us into, lady?
She cries out, no, not so fast, not so soon. And she runs out into the parking lot.
Okay, I'm going to run out after her.
Yeah, same here.
The a couple soldiers jump out of the jeep, and two policemen step out of each car, and they draw their weapons, and they level them at Anna.
Just at her, not us?
Well, depends on how close you are to her, I suppose. But
yeah, I throw my hands up and say, whoa, wait a minute, fellas. Let's not get hasty. What are you doing?
She yells out something in German, and then in English, these men are controlled. They're going to kill me. You must stop this. You must stop all of this now. And she runs towards her car, and she throws open the door, and it looks like she's trying to grab something in the car. As all four of the police officers and both the soldiers open fire.
Which car is hers?
The Corvette.
The Corvette.
Ooh. And they just rip her apart.
What happened to her bag?
She dropped it near the car.
Like within distance from me, or if I grab it, I'll be right in the firing line of all these guys?
That second one. Artem and Snake, you can hear... You know, a lot of gunfire out the back.
Do their eyes look normal? Do they look drunk or just not off? It's just not right. Or
who?
The people that just blew her away.
Oh, the policemen and the soldiers.
Military. Yeah.
They're all wearing sunglasses.
All right, I'm going to go.
The future's so bright.
Yes.
I'm going to be sneaking around the back corner of the building to try and get a look at what's happening.
Okay, you can certainly do that. To Clive and Wayne, two of the policemen walk up. That woman was a German spy. You are lucky to be alive.
Are they speaking with an accent like that?
No.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes, actually they are.
They are. Okay.
Yes. Not an accent, but kind of very formally, very stilted.
I have
please step back for your own safety.
Could I use some psychology and see if she said something about them being controlled? So does it seem like they're like acting naturally, if stiffly?
You can make a psychology roll.
Weirdly. 84. Nope. Not going to make that one.
The two military men walk over to Anna and pick up her body and carry it over to the jeep. One of the policemen reaches into the back of the Corvette, and you see him kind of toss aside what looks to be a lab coat, and he pulls out an M1 rifle and a box of ammunition.
Was that where she was headed? What, the truck?
Yes.
Or?
Yes.
Okay.
And she, or he carries them over to the police car. Okay. And the two policemen and Snake and Artem, as you're peering around the building, you can see all of this. The two policemen say, "Please leave the area immediately." And the two military men get in the Jeep and they drive away. The policemen who took the rifle get in the car, get in their car and drive away. And the last two policemen who were talking to you get in their car and they drive away.
Crap on a crust! What's going on out here?
Clive, what did you hear? Why are you here? What did you know about her?
You're in way over your head, kid. I got a message to meet somebody here about some, somebody was supposed to have some special information about some German scientists and how there's danger with the rocket program. And hang on, let me see what she's got. Is her body still there too?
Nope.
Did you say they took that?
No, they took her body.
How about the lab coat?
The lab coat is still there. Yes.
I'm gonna go for the. Sorry.
Oh, you son of a.
No, you go for the lab coat.
No. No, I'm going to just walk after you as you're picking up the lab coat. What are you talking about? You told me she was a spy.
No, not the lab coat. I'm going for the bag. You can have the lab.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah.
I'll pick it up. Yeah.
Well,
you told me she was a spy. She wasn't a spy.
It got real confusing in there. Maybe you noticed. Here. And I kind of reach into my pocket and hand him a crumpled up note.
I reach in my pocket. Well, here.
Okay.
I look at Snake.
They are indeed identical.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I think we're thinking the same thing. Do you know these crazies?
What the hell's going on?
This is the weirdest stuff I have ever encountered. I mean, I just came to get some breakfast before heading out to meet up with the boys, but I mean,
yeah. I don't understand. These two guys seem like they know each other.
Yeah, maybe we go see what's what. I'm going to puff out my chest and start walking up. What's going on over here?
What do you gents know about what's happening?
Boys, you picked the wrong day to have breakfast. That's all I got to say. You wound up in the middle of smack dab down in the middle of an international conspiracy. Now you're in it.
What are you talking about?
You're in it and your lives are on the line.
She was a patriot. She was working with NASA. She was here, and I will hand the note over to the other two because I'm cute but not bright. I'll just read out loud. Please meet me at the Astro Diner on SR 528 on Monday, December 22nd at 11 a.m. I am a scientist with the National Aeronautics Space Administration, a patriot, but things are racing out of control. I do not know whom to trust. There was a cover-up concerning the Jupiter AM-13 launch earlier this month. The capsule and test subjects were recovered. A former Nazi scientist with possible ties to the Thule Society has performed unauthorized tests, resulting in a sort of preternatural aberration. I will have photos and documentation to support my claims with me. You must go public with this information before it is too late.
Do I have to make some kind of roll to determine whether or not, since it has dawned upon me at this moment, whether or not the Jupiter AM-13 is indeed Gordo the Spider Monkey's robot? Or rocket, rather, excuse me.
Nope, you are 100%, you know that.
I do know that.
Yep.
Yeah. That's the rocket the monkey was on. They said it was lost at sea. Ah, cripes, what's going on?
Okay, Bob, just calm down.
What? Rocket? Monkey?
The monkey, what? Don't you read the newspapers? Don't you watch the TV?
I live on a sailboat.
criminy. Do we have time to see what's in the bag?
Yes. So, I believe, who was that? That was you, Mr. Lee, who was looking through the doctor's bag.
Yes.
There are a couple things in there that are of interest. The first is what appears to be a notebook. It is fairly thick, 60, 70 pages. If you flip through it, it is all in German.
Ah.
And there's kind of notes and charts and equations, and it looks like, you know, like a scientific notebook of some kind.
Why couldn't I have married a German woman? Let's see.
In among the notes, there are a number of photographs. This is not one of them. This is just for, where we go. Here we go. Just for fun, because I have it. This is Anna before she died.
Excellent.
So yeah.
I'd like to know what dead people look like.
There she is. Yeah.
Exactly. I'm sure that'll be useful. Yeah.
So here's your documentation right here. But we can't be sure. We can't be sure this is what she said it was.
And as you flip through the journal, and you find these various photographs. The first one appears to be a spider monkey in a spacesuit.
That's awesome. Dibs on a replacement character.
Oh, that's awesome.
The second one is of some kind of what you could best describe as like a large gargoyle looking thing. It's big, you know, like the size of two people. Leathery wings, there's horns, wow. Claws, teeth. It looks decidedly unpleasant. And there are two people in lab coats wearing gas masks. They have test tubes and some kind of like medical equipment. Along the a man and a woman. The woman seems to have like a really large hypodermic needle stuck into the creature and is either injecting something into it or
with that big?
Or something sucking something out of it. No, it was not.
Okay.
And you can all make sand rolls for looking at that craziness.
Hey,
that's a success for me too.
Hey, it's a failure for me.
Hey.
No loss for the success. 1 point for the failure.
Yay.
The third picture, the third photo, is of a spider monkey. His eyes are open. His mouth is open. He appears to be looking straight into the camera. But he is strapped down to some kind of gurney. He's drooling from the mouth. And a woman in like a operator or a surgical gown appears to be cutting into the back of his neck. And the photo captures a mirror that's actually showing the back of the monkey cut open, and his spine is exposed, and the woman is holding an eyedropper and appears to be dropping some kind of fluid into the open wound.
I don't get it. What are these? Some kind of science experiment they're doing on monkeys these days?
The fourth photo is of Anna, the woman that you just recently met. And she is holding a spider monkey.
Is it possible that she's the woman in the previous, either of the previous, I guess the gas mask one, we can't tell, but in the previous one with the, where we can sort of see her eyes and eyebrows?
It certainly appears that way, yes.
Okay.
As you said, you can't be 100% sure, but, you know, it's certainly the body size and the shape of the face.
Hair color.
Yeah. If someone told you they were, you would 100% believe it.
Okay. Then I'll tell the other people. Hey, they're the same person. That's her.
Thinking back, because I am a suspicious old guy, is it possible that, like, her death was just faked in front of us? Or there are, like, bullet holes in, you know, all through her body?
Oh, there were bullet holes and there was blood.
Okay. Definitely
good fake
dead.
Job.
Yep.
The fifth photo is of a space capsule. That is, the door is open, and there is a spider monkey strapped into the capsule.
Doesn't look very happy in that picture.
And the spider monkey, his eyes are wide. They are bright. They are almost shining with some kind of light. And yes, he's looking straight at the camera, and he looks pissed.
Is, with all the coverage that we've seen in the news of Gordo and his rocket flight, did they ever show anything of him inside the rocket? I'm trying to figure out if this is, like, actual footage.
They certainly showed Gordo. They certainly showed the rocket.
Mm-hmm.
They never showed him inside the rocket.
Right. So it could very well be, very likely to be this guy. How about that, there's a face behind the rocket in that last picture. Does that look like the woman that we know, or perhaps like the man that was in an earlier photo with the gas mask? Well, I guess the gas mask, we can't tell, but.
It could be the man, it could be the woman, whoever it is wearing some kind of isolation suit, and it's very hard to see.
Very difficult.
They wanted them astronauts.
And then the sixth picture is hard to describe. I'll let one of you describe that one.
Well, for one thing, I no longer want Gordo as a replacement character. In the last
banana.
Yeah, he's in his little spacesuit, sitting there eating a banana. You'd expect him to be smiling, but he's got this weird look on his face, and the back of his head is kind of enlarged and kind of lumpy. Doesn't look like the back of any creature's head that I've ever seen. And, he looks really weird.
Yeah. Yeah, confused and overly brained.
Mm-hmm, yes. That's a good way to put it, overly brained. Yeah, and you can definitely see from the other pictures, if I had to say, that he has a normal head in the other ones and not in this one. Are these dated or anything, like chronologically? Like, can we figure out that, you know, it's not like, for instance, they found a monkey with a weird head and then made him look normal and stuck him in a rocket. You know what I mean? I mean, they could be anywhere. We can deduce what we want, but facts is facts.
If you look at the bottom of the second one, it says photograph number two on it.
There you go. There you go.
They are in the journal. They are in the journal in that order.
Okay. So yeah, it would follow.
I will poke through the pockets of the lab coat just idly while I'm looking at these weird photos.
Pockets are empty.
Holy moly!
So I'm sorry. I still don't think I understand. You guys know each other, and you guys are both what, told to meet here?
All right. Here's the deal. Try to keep up. I'm a reporter. Sometimes people in this world don't tell the truth, but they want the truth to come out. That's why we have newspapers and newsmen like me. So I was contacted by this anonymous note saying to come here to this place today, that I got evidence that whoever I was supposed to meet, Dr. Cyclops here, identified themselves on the note, had evidence backing up her assertion of a former Nazi scientist, yada-da-yada-da-yada-da, and here's poor Gordo. And she wanted me to get it in to go public with it and get it into the newspapers right away, which is
so
a good idea.
You're supposed to write a story about some weird-looking monkey that the Germans are messing with.
Well, I mean, this is the monkey that just went into outer space. It's a big deal, I'm telling you. You got to come to shore every once in a while. It's a big deal.
What's this, this tool?
The Russians, they sent a dog, I think, but we ain't never sent nobody alive and brought him back before Gordo.
Yeah, I heard about the dog.
Yeah.
The Thule Society.
Yeah.
Can I make a roll on that one?
Sounds like a motorcycle brand. Hey, you know this thing?
Nope. Not a motorcycle brand.
You can make either an occult roll or a history roll.
History. I want to put some points in there. Here we go. Not that many points, though. That's a fail. I don't know. Maybe something to do with back in the Nazis. You know, we got all the best German scientists after the war, right? They're the ones that are helping us over here. Yeah, that's not the kind of stuff they want to tell everybody here in America when they talk about how patriotic we are and how great our rockets are. Yeah. We're using all them Nazi minds to get it up there. Yeah. That's the way the world works, kid. But maybe that's some kind of Nazi thing. I don't know.
Oh, you were talking to me?
Gentlemen, my name is Wayne Reynolds. I work for Congressman Buchanan of the 1st District here, and I want to thank you all for your insistence on participating in this as your patriotic duty, and I want you to be very clear that my reporter friend here doesn't know a fact if it came up and bit him on the butt like a bloodhound looking for a down duck.
Why, Reynolds, you little...
Now, Clive, there's no need to get angry. No need to get angry. It's not your fault. You're not very good. It's just the way things work sometimes.
You bright-eyed, innocent little baby. Why, you have no idea how the world works.
In any case, it does seem to me that an American citizen has been shot down in cold blood. Normally, I am inclined to believe the police and the military work for our interests, but I gotta admit, those guys looked a little weird to me, a little off.
Let me tell you something. This is the way the cover-up works. There ain't nobody. There never was anybody. Bible get you 10. You call the local police station, they'll say there never was anybody sent out here to the Astro Diner. Now, I don't know how healthy it is. I don't know about you, gents, but I don't know how healthy it is to stand around here when we was ordered to get the heck out. I mean, we're talking about one body that disappeared here, but what about them bodies inside? Those poor people didn't make it out. We better get out of here like yesterday.
Clyde, where would you suggest we go? I mean...
Well, I can't just turn this over to the newspapers and not knowing what it is. We got to check our facts. So we got to find somebody who speaks German. You got anybody you can trust in that political machine of yours? Speaks German?
Well, you know what's weird about this is we all got sick at the same time. I mean, I'm wondering, was there anybody else you all saw around that could have done this to us? Some sort of Nazi weapon?
That thought, I whirl around and look at the the diner. You're right. There might be somebody in there right now.
I think everyone in there looked pretty dead.
No, we didn't look in the back area. Who knows?
What's going we went through there. The back. There was nobody back there, just the cook, and he was laid out.
That's true. You would have gone. Where
well, no, the exit's over to the side there.
Yeah, you didn't even go back behind the.
You wouldn't have
counter.
Gone back.
All right.
Why do you have a map?
Oh, yes, there's a map.
That's the diner entrance.
I'll tell you how I exited. No, we have a map.
Oh, yeah, we didn't go into the... You're right, we went out the exit on the left there, in the back.
I mean, left, yeah. So yeah. We do there might be somebody else in the diner. Let's in the
break room or the... First.
Yeah. Let's take a look.
You're saying the police are going to pretend like this never happened?
That's exactly what I'm saying, kid. You can't trust nobody.
A little look of relief on Artem's face.
So I will go to the trunk of my car, pop it open, pull out my shotgun, load it, say, well, let's go look and see if there's anything inside the building.
Wayne, you never cease to amaze me, son. Go right ahead. Lead the way.
I don't understand. Wow.
You gentlemen want to come with us, or are you done for the day?
No, I'll come. I'll pull out my switchblade.
Sure, I'll come with you. Seems like as good an adventure as any.
Well, it might be nothing. Who knows? And I will walk through the front door or the entrance there and make my way to the back of the diner.
I'll make sure I have a good hold on that doctor's bag with the items in it as I go in.
Sure. As you go back in, you see the family of three lying motionless in pools of vomit. And blood. You see Marge lying motionless on the floor in a pool of vomit and blood. And you see Patrick, the cook, slumped forward over the grill table. Vomit and blood sizzling away on the grill as it burns into his face.
You're saying that would have been us if it weren't for these
smoke
these pills?
Rising from his head as his head is fried on the grill. I think everyone can make a sand roll.
Another sand roll.
I've been kind of waiting for that one.
Yeah.
Rope roll, yeah.
That's another another fail.
Extreme pass.
You're loving every minute of it.
Apparently Clyde is soft on the inside.
D2 for the pass, a D4 for the fail.
That's one.
Four.
Man, one. Sweet.
But other than the sound of Patrick's face sizzling on the grill.
I will turn the grill off.
And, I'm gonna pull Patrick off the off the grill.
16 candles playing on the jukebox. 16 candles. The diner is quiet.
Wow.
I will walk back and kick open the door to the ladies' room.
It is empty.
Can I ask a quick question?
Of course.
There were two cars when we came here. I guess there's two cars still.
Yep.
Because they didn't take one. But How did we arrive? We have one motorcycle.
Presumably, there were two cars when the first of you pulled up.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
So presumably you each came in your own car, except for Snake, who rocked up on his motorcycle.
Yeah. So the family.
I'm assuming I would have either walked here or maybe come on a bicycle.
That works too.
Yeah. I'm assuming there's other cars around back for the cook and the waitress as well. But anyway, moving on. Kick open the door to the men's restroom.
There are not, by the way.
Oh, okay.
The men's restroom is empty.
I will make my way past what looks like a dishwashing station, maybe, and open up the door to the employee break room.
It is empty of people.
Okay, that was mysterious, but...
Table, chairs... newspaper.
I'm gonna keep moving down to the next room, which kick open the door, which will be an office.
It is also empty of people. There's a desk kind of stacked with papers, some notebooks, an adding machine, receipts.
And I will pop open the door to the walk-in freezer. Not expecting to see anything, but open it anyway.
It is cold and full of food.
I don't know what to say. Nothing here.
What happened here?
I guess we could look through her car to see if there's anything left in there, but otherwise.
Listen, I think whatever we got to do, we got to get out of here quick. Anybody could come by this place, like at any minute.
Idea rolls.
52.
Oh, that's going to be
a normal success.
I have a
regular success.
Hard success.
As Clive says that, you realize that since the last of you rocked up, which was Snake riding up on his very loud, noticeable motorcycle, other than the two police cars and the army jeep, you haven't seen any cars drive by on the road.
Oh.
On the highway. And given that this is a
state route 25.
Exactly. Yeah. Prior to that, there was certainly, it's not like there was heavy traffic or anything in 2019 terms. But there were cars going by, cars and trucks and people going by. But since Snake rocked up on his motorcycle, you realize you haven't seen any traffic other than those two police cars and the army jeep.
I see. It's all my fault.
Figures.
Well, someone want to jump on the bike with me and we'll go, I don't know, ride down, Steve?
Sure.
Is there anyone around?
I'll come with. Yeah.
Does anybody know anybody who speaks German? Before we go?
Well, sure, I do. I mean, not. I don't know where they are, but I know plenty of German speakers.
Ah! You're killing me with your beatneck lifestyle on the ocean. Okay.
That's all I got.
That's all I got. Crumple up a lump.
I guess I will walk over and just glance through her car to see if there's anything we might have missed when looking around.
Spot hidden roll.
That's a pass, regular.
Nope.
All right. Well, I guess we should get out of here.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll hop on the bike with Snake and we'll go see where the roadblock is, I guess.
Clive, you're with me the other direction, maybe?
Yeah.
Good to see you guys are buddy-buddy again.
We bet a safety in numbers.
I just like to keep an eye on him.
Sure.
He says, putting his shotgun back in the trunk.
Yeah.
Okay, so car one, car bike one, car one. Vasily and Pliskin on the motorcycle. Lee and Reynolds in the car, headed in opposite directions. Is that the?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think that's called the end of the scenario.
Let's start with Mr. Lee and Mr. Reynolds. You hop in the car, jump out onto the highway. Drive about a mile, and there is a police roadblock ahead of you. And the roadblock is blocking the road the other direction.
So we could pass by on one side?
So they're all, you know, they're facing the other direction. They got, you know, a barricade set up, you know, clearly stopping people from coming this way. Mm-hmm. As you drive up, you know, clearly they hear your engine. One of the policemen turns around. He is wearing sunglasses, just like the four that you saw previously.
Ah, criminy.
And he holds his hand up for you to stop.
I don't think we established who was driving. I assume I was. But, Clive, you could drive if you wanted to.
Nah, it's all right. Probably went with you because you had the shotgun and put it back in the back of your trunk. You do the talking.
I will ease up, lower down my window. Good morning, officer. What can I do for you?
There has been an incident at the air station. Please leave the area.
Oh, an incident? What do you mean by that?
He stares at you for a moment. There has been an incident at the air station. Please leave the area.
Can I ask?
And he points as he points, you know, as if you, to drive around the roadblock and keep going in the direction that you were going.
Is the air station behind us? Do we know that? We have to know that.
So the diner is on the outskirts of the town of Morrison. Mm-hmm. And you would know that Keswick Naval Air Station is on the other side of Morrison. Right, so kind of the highway kind of clips the edge of, you know, clips the edge of Morrison. Mm-hmm. You know, so you have to kind of drive into Morrison, go through Morrison, and then kind of on the other side is the airbase.
Right, right. And we're headed away from that area.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, officer, I wish I, you know what, I left my sister back at the diner. Let me go and get her and come bring her back for you. That shouldn't be a problem, right?
He pauses.
You
want
to get people out of here, I'll go back and get her and bring her back. I'll be three people, not just two people out.
Fast talk?
It's a pass.
This is acceptable. Please leave the area as soon as possible.
You bet. You bet.
Just out of curiosity, can I get a look in his eyes and see if he looks at all like those monkey eyes behind those sunglasses? The monkey eyes from the picture?
They are very dark.
The sunglasses.
Yes. Yep. Let's get over to Mr. Vasily and Snake. As you roar off in the other direction, about a mile down the road, you see a couple police cruisers parked on the road. They're facing away from you as your very loud motorcycle roars up behind them.
That's it.
One of them turns around and holds up his hand.
Yeah, I just blew it past them.
Okay.
Say, hold on.
They turn and watch you right away.
Okay.
go past out of sight. And then turn around, find a place to just, you know, hide my bike off on the side and go just kind of like walk back. Just kind of watch the cops for a little bit.
Trying to stay out of sight? Or
yeah.
Okay. Mr. Vasily, what are you doing as a...
Because we didn't see any cars, right? We didn't see any cars there?
That is correct. Other than the police cars.
This is weird. They're blocking the road, but...
Keeping everyone away from the diner. That's what we sort of expected, right?
Yeah.
Well, I guess, sure, let's see what they're up to. I don't know. It seems kind of weird, huh?
Definitely seems weird.
But,
You ditch the bike and some scrub off the side of the road and walk back. And the policemen are just standing there facing down the highway.
What do you make of those other two, the reporter and that the good-looking guy?
Oh, you mean the good-looking guy and the crazy guy?
They both seem kind of crazy, but yeah.
Well,
what do you think's going on?
I don't know. This is some crazy stuff. This is like some UFO stuff. I mean, there's got to be aliens involved in this. I mean, I read it in the skim papers. They have some of those funny alien stories sometimes. But yeah, I mean, this is weird. This is really weird.
You're trying to be the crazy guy too?
I mean, this is what the guy sounds like he's talking about. Nazi scientists. What, that
they lost a monkey and then they found the monkey?
Monkeys with huge brains. Like, I don't know. I don't know, man.
The photo was pretty weird. I'll grant you that. The photo was definitely weird. But, I mean, that could just be, I mean, it's just some surgery, I guess. I don't know.
It could be. I don't know. It's weird.
So,
I mean, I would think it's just some crazy people if it weren't for that lady getting killed. Yeah. I thought she was crazy, but.
So I got my boat's actually back the other way. You think we can get back through there?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
You want to go back?
Well, I mean, you seem like a nice guy, but yeah, I wasn't planning on spending the rest of my time here with you.
Cool. Let's go hop on the bike, and then we'll blow by the cops again.
As you're watching the police, none of them are talking to each other. None of them are moving. They're just kind of standing there, staring down the road. They are all wearing sunglasses.
If we come back at night, will they still be wearing them?
Well, you'll have to wait for nightfall to find out, I guess.
Sunglasses.
Well, that's pretty creepy.
Well, yeah, Florida.
I guess.
Yeah, up on the back of the bike.
Yeah.
Okay. Back to the bike. Pull it out of the brush. Fire it up.
Yeah, and then I'll just blow through the checkpoint.
Okay. As you approach the checkpoint, one of the police officers steps forward, holds his hand up, indicating you should stop.
Okay, I'm still going like 60.
Okay. All four of them.
You know what? I'll slow it down so that it appears that I'm going to stop, and then at the last moment, I'll gun it right when I'm as close to the gate, and they don't all have guns drawn on me.
Serpentine. Give me a ride motorcycle.
Okay.
I feel like we need Born to Be Wild in the background right here. A couple years too early, I think.
I'm just hoping he took points to go with the character.
Yeah, I did. I he did. It's just a regular. It's a regular success.
Okay. So yeah, you slow down, and he puts his hand down, expecting you to stop. Gun the engine, roar past them, and would you both make a luck roll?
Oh God.
Oh, that's gonna hurt.
It's gonna hurt a lot. Nope.
Not luck.
39. I made it.
It's
because I have a meat shield. That's why.
That's right.
So you can't hear over the sound of the sound of Snake's very loud motorcycle. But Mr. Vasily, you can have a point of damage as something stings your arm.
Shit. I think they shot me.
What?
Keep going.
Let's cut back to Mr. Lee and Mr. Reynolds.
You know, Wayne, that was some good work back there. It was good thinking. You know, this, whatever's going on here, we got to get to the bottom of it, and we got to go where they don't want us to be. You know what? Let's go back to the diner. I think I saw a payphone in there somewhere. I'm going to call my editor about this so someone knows what's going on out here. Maybe you can call your office, too.
You can call your editor if you want, but I'm not going to bring the congressman in on this until I know a little bit more. I mean, for all we know, the military and the police are just, you know, doing their patriotic duty. She was some sort of German spy.
Patriotic duty. They shot her down in cold blood. Cold blood in front of the place she went to have a cup of coffee.
The Tree of Liberty is bathed in the bloods of spies or something like that. I can't remember the line, but it's something like that.
We drive the rest of the way back to the diner yelling at each other.
Well, you're yelling at me. I'm just kind of talking at you. It's...
Yeah. That's kind of how I talk anyway. So.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
You reach the diner. It is as you left it.
Is there a payphone? That's the only thing that we passed. I just assumed that, but
yes,
is that right?
That is correct.
Okay. Is there a payphone on the outside?
There is.
Excellent. I'd like to go up and pick it up and see if I have a dial tone.
You do not. It is silent.
Just my luck. Okay, I'm going to go inside, steal myself, pull my shirt up above my nose, and go inside to see if there's a phone inside in the office.
There most certainly is.
Okay, dial tone this time?
There is not. It is silent.
Ah, criminy! Blah, blah, blah. Come back out, cursing a little bit more.
You hear the sound of a loud motorcycle pulling up.
Ah, now these two.
You don't think these two have something to do with this, do you?
I don't know what's going on. They don't know up from down. They're just a bunch of silly kids. But they're in it just like we are. By God.
Snake and Artem, as you guys rock up, you see the Mr. Reynolds' car parked out front. The two of them... See Mr. Reynolds outside, Clive coming out of the diner.
Well,
shot
let's see
me.
What's up with these guys. Are you okay?
You've been shot!
I'll be all right. Let me get something to wrap it up with.
You've been shot by the cops, kid.
Who are you calling kid?
That ain't no small thing. How old are you,
by the first time. Late 30s.
Oh, yeah. So we're about the same age.
Yeah.
It's not the years, it's the miles.
Yeah. It's the old man attitude.
That's right. That's what really matters.
Yeah.
So apparently something happened at the station. That's why the cops have put the barricade up.
Yeah, right.
I guess I don't really understand quite what it... I'm sorry, I didn't understand last time. Can you explain the relation of the base to where we are now? If they're blocking off both ends of the rows of the diner. It's like
they're lying.
Yeah, they're just lying, right?
So this is right. So this is the state highway,
yes.
Right, which is right on the which runs right along the edge of the city of Morrison, Florida.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the diner is on the highway.
Mm-hmm.
You know, kind of just across next. You know, shortly. You know, very near the diner. There's a turnoff from the highway that would take you into Morrison. The airbase, there is an airbase on the far side of Morrison.
Okay. And so what we did was go down two ends of the highway. What we didn't
correct.
Do was go down the turnoff.
Into Morrison itself, correct.
Into Morrison itself. And that also has been, by virtue of where the placement of these two barricades, or, you know, roadblocks, that is free for us to go to, and it's inside. Nothing's getting in because of the roadblocks, right?
That is correct.
Let's rock on down through Morrison.
Can I get spot hidden rolls from everyone?
Oh, they might be coming after us here. that's a success.
That's a hard success.
Failure.
Okay.
Oh, 08. Yeah, that's a good one. That's an extreme success.
Good job.
I'm assuming that everyone will point this out for Mr. Reynolds' benefit, so you can all make sand rolls.
Well, let's not.
Just so he's
yeah,
not.
That's a zero one.
That is another fail.
It's a pass.
That is a six. No, that's a fail.
0 points for the failure. I'm sorry, for the success. A D6 for the failure.
D6.
As you're having this discussion, you know, just kind of outside the door of the diner, at the far corner of the diner, like just barely around the corner, you see something hovering in the air. That you could only describe as a brain, a human brain, hovering
Whoa.
In the air. It appears to be trailing like some kind of tail. And there's it's kind of snaking out from the front, from the kind of the underneath front of it, are two eyeballs. On stalks, and it's clearly watching you.
Is this an enormous brain or like a human-sized type brain?
Like a human-sized type brain.
I'm not sure it really matters. I'm running
right.
too far.
Yeah, at this point, yeah.
I'm definitely getting in my car and closing the door behind me and seriously considering hitting the lock button, depending on who's else trying to get in.
Santa on his ladder. You better open that door, Wayne. Open that door.
He hesitates for a
going,
moment.
Snake?
Leaves it open.
Going to town, see what's up with these things? I don't know what that thing is.
Somewhere away from here.
Sure.
It starts floating towards you.
How many people are in the car?
I think just the two of you. I'm assuming that we're headed for the bike.
Okay.
No one's really talked about what Snake's reaction was to all this, though.
That's true.
He
is not cool with it. He is running for the bike.
What is Snake's dex?
65.
65. Fair enough. Okay.
Yeah.
As you start to run for the bike. Some kind of beam of light.
Oh God.
Flashes out from the front. Ish of the brain
Okay.
And it hits you, and you can make a sand roll.
Success.
You can lose a point of sand.
Okay.
Oh, my God. Wow.
And
get on the bike!
Oops. You're jumping on the bike?
Yes. Firing it up and waiting exactly one turn for...
No, I'm with you. I'm there. I'm there. I'm right with you.
Okay, good. You better be.
We've got this thing figured out.
Okay. You're on the bike. You guys are in the car.
I assume I'm going to head towards the airbase. I think that's where we're talking about going, right?
Yeah.
That's
the only place we can get easily.
Well, the town of Morrison will be between us and the airbase.
Oh, right. Morrison's where we can get to, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And who knows? There's bound to be other people there. They couldn't have evacuated the whole town. Let's get some help.
So in the car and on motorcycle, you roar out of the diner. You turn, see the brain kind of floating after you. It's not moving terribly fast. As it kind of, you kind of leave it in the distance, and you turn down the road to enter Morrison. And you find yourself in Morrison, Florida. It's on the main street. It's a small town. Cars, a few cars parked on the roads. You know, shops, hardware store, drugstore.
Are we in the panhandle?
Yes.
Or are we down on the...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
That's kind of what I figured. This kind of strange stuff only happens in the panhandle.
As you enter Morrison, you can you start driving down the main street. You can see a few people on the sidewalk. And they're all collapsed.
Ooh.
In pools of vomit
and blood. Slap Snake on the back. Hey, pull over, man.
Okay, I'll pull over and slow down.
I'll go look at some of these people and see if it looks like they... We're hit by the same thing as everyone else that we have seen, including us.
It looks like it.
Oof. Wow. Looks like the whole town's been irradiated.
So I've slowed down. I've stopped the car, but leaving the engine running and looking in the rear view, the side view mirror for if this brain thing is still pursuing us.
At the speed it was moving, you would expect it to be a little bit before it catches up to you. You don't see it.
Cool.
In the rear view mirrors and, you know, the window, though, we did see that it was following us, or was it just kind of...
Nope.
It's following us.
Maybe we should take that thing out. What do you think, Clive? You packing any heat?
I'm not packing, but you know what? Let's find the local police station around here. Or a hardware store. Yeah, hardware store.
There's a hardware store two doors down from you.
Perfect. I will head at a dead sprint to see if I can find their hunting section with a nice shotgun, plenty of shells.
They do have a hunting section with a nice shotgun and plenty of shells.
Excellent. Well, get me one. What do you see coming, Wayne? Is that thing on the way down?
I'm looking for it. I'll keep looking for it. I guess I will get out pop open the trunk, grab my rifle, and bring it around back to the car.
Okay.
Huh. Gotta kind of stand off to the side where it can't see you. We'll ambush you when it comes to the car. You two, get yourselves ready.
It occurs to me, I don't think either of you have introduced yourselves yet.
No, we haven't had a chance, really. I think we introduced ourselves to each other, I'm assuming, when we were spying on the police, but...
Anyway, either you Americans carrying guns, as is allowed under the Second Amendment of the glorious Constitution of the United States.
I'm a good shot with a rifle or a shotgun, but they're on the boat.
Clive, where'd you get your gun?
I don't ride my bicycle around.
Yeah, I mean,
I didn't know this country was so dangerous.
Trusty switchblade and my brass knuckles.
I got a pair of those too. He seems really enthused about showing you his brass knuckles.
We can compare brands.
Mm. Ooh, you got the gold ones. I can only afford the silver.
Well, it's plated, I mean.
Oh. I paid too much then.
Yeah, I mean, you can't make them out of silver. They're too nice.
Oh, wow. Did everybody see in the notes anyway that there are pictures in there now?
Yeah, I did.
I did not see that earlier.
That is terrifying.
Oh, nice. Oh, and a floaty brain.
Yeah, that's a terrifying one.
Like a whole flower thing of brains.
What would you call that? Would you call it a synapse of brains?
I was thinking something floral. It really looks floral to me, but I like synapse.
A fold? A fold of brains?
A fold of brains? A brain fold?
Anyway, Clive, where can we get this guy a gun?
Aisle 4, right over here. Come on in.
All right. Well, I will go get myself a rifle.
Yeah, I'll get something.
You can step around the two dead bodies in the hardware store and the clerk slumped over the counter. And...
barely even notice them.
Arm yourselves. Come back outside.
Yep.
You see from the direction you came... floating right down the center of the street is the brain.
Oh, it did follow us. Huh.
So are you guys like hiding yourselves like in shop doors or around corners?
Yeah I saw it shoot a light beam at Snake.
Yeah.
Hide inside the building.
Get
mm-hmm. Okay.
Definitely hiding.
Stealth rolls.
I'll tell you, I didn't fail by a lot. 28, that's a fail.
That's a hard success, because he's a hunter.
I'm a little too excited about things. I got a 99.
Regular success.
Aisle 4 was the weapons, but apparently aisle 1 was the paint buckets. And we knock a bunch of those out of the window.
Okay. The brain is moving down the center of the street, its eyes kind of questing around. And is,
I would like to shoot it when I have a chance.
Yes.
Clive makes a noise. And the eyes kind of lock in the direction of Clive, and it starts heading in that direction. Spot hidden rolls?
0-1. That's mine for the game.
Okay, that's a normal success for me.
I will burn 3 luck to make it a regular success because I'm a little edgy here.
You see a second one coming up the street in the other direction.
Yep. Oh, mama!
You can all make sand rolls.
Oh boy.
That's another fail.
Pass.
So 0 for the pass, D6 for the fail. Up to 6. You know, whatever. Blah blah blah. You know what to do depending on how much you lost last time.
Just one this time.
You figure it out. I can't be bothered.
Do something.
Mr. Pluskin. The action is to you.
I'm gonna shoot at the brain that's closest to me.
Okay.
Now, keep in mind, I suck at firearms. So, fail.
Okay. Mr. Vasily.
I would like to shoot at the new one because I feel like I saw it really well. But I miss it. The sights are off on this gun.
Mr. Lee.
Let's have a look. Ugh, nope, that's a fail.
Oh, man, we are so awesome.
I know.
Mr. Reynolds.
Come on, Sean, bring it home.
Yeah, Mr. Reynolds is rethinking some of his earlier strategies. I guess this could look good on his mantle. I guess he'll take a shot. All right. That's a success.
Damage.
How close? How far away are they from me?
Half a block.
Is that 10, 20, or 50 yards?
20 yards.
Cool. So that will be 8 damage.
Okay.
And I'm an experienced hunter. Does that seem like that did a lot of damage to it?
No.
Okay.
And in fact, kind of, you know, the spray of pellets, it's the strangest thing, because as they get kind of close to the brain, like just kind of outside the eyeball range, if you will, they suddenly slow down, like they're moving through thick jello, and a couple of them kind of, you know, just kind of gently impact into the brain itself, and a number of them just kind of slough off to the side and fall to the ground below it. The brain, a beam of light shoots out of the front of the brain towards Mr. Reynolds. You can't dodge, but you can try to throw yourself to the ground if you want to, I suppose.
Oh, I'm definitely doing that. Yeah.
Dodge roll.
I will definitely burn the 5 to make that a success.
Okay. You throw yourself to the ground, and the beam passes harmlessly over you. Another beam of light flashes out of the other brain towards Mr. Pluskin.
Throw myself to the ground.
Dodge roll.
That's my only option.
Yep.
Dodge roll. Made it. Regular success.
Nice. You throw yourself to the ground just in time, and the beam of light passes over you. Mr. Pluskin, you have thrown yourself to the ground.
Shooting?
Shooting from the ground, if you can make a dex roll. You try to roll over and...
I do make a dex roll.
Bring the gun up to bear.
I make a hard dex roll.
Take a shot.
And I will fail again.
Mr. Vasily.
Yeah, I'm crouched down. I think I'm hidden. I shoot exactly the same place as I shot last time, just a little high and wide. It's obviously the sights.
Nice. You're getting it zeroed in. It takes a few.
I hope so.
Yeah. Takes a few rounds.
Not accurate, but consistent. That's important.
I got the good grouping. Exactly.
Mr. Lee.
Having seen the lack of successfulness when Wayne did hit it, I think I'm going to go about... I think there's been enough civil unrest and homemade explosives by this time. I can make some type of Molotov cocktail if I can. Get something flammable and stick a sock into it. Some lighter fluid or something.
You are near a hardware store. You can certainly find a can of turpentine or paint thinner or rubbing alcohol. We are kind of the world is your oyster here.
There we are, yeah.
Your choice of explosives.
You have an entire hardware store at your disposal.
Something big that will hopefully shatter upon impact.
So you're going to run in and try to put that stuff together?
Right. I think I was already in the store for like cover, so I'll just kind of, go into action.
Okay. Give me a luck roll.
Luck roll. Oh, that's a success. Hard success, if it matters.
Sure. So you can, all that stuff just happens. There's a can of turpentine at your feet. Shop rags are right next to you.
In fact, that's probably the stuff I knocked over when I was trying to be stealthy.
And you have a lighter in your pocket.
You're in the Molotov aisle.
Yeah, the Molotov aisle.
Mr. Reynolds, also lying on the ground.
Yeah, he's now crawling. How close is the car from here? You know, it doesn't matter. I'm just going to crawl to the back of whatever building I was hiding in. Because if my trusty shotgun Betsy didn't do any damage to it, I don't think this is going to work out so well.
Okay. One of the brains fires another beam of light at the... No longer able to throw himself to the ground because he's already on the ground. Mr. Pliskin, you can make a sand roll.
A sand roll, eh? I can. Can
yep.
I?
Yep.
That's the question, isn't it, Jim?
It is.
Nope, I fail that.
You can lose a D3 sand.
Uh-oh.
Three.
How many points is that in a short period of time?
That's a lot. One, two, three. That's 8 out of 45, which is...
One more.
One more. One more.
The second brain, a beam of light fires out towards Mr. Vasily.
Yeah,
you can try to throw yourself to the ground if you wish.
No, I think I'm protected. I feel like I hid.
Oh, okay.
I'm wrong.
Did you make a stealth roll?
Oh, it was bad, yeah.
Okay. But you have been shooting, to be fair.
That's right.
Give me another stealth roll.
All right. Nope.
Yep. It shoots you. You can make a sand roll.
All right. That's a success.
You can lose 1 point of sand.
All right.
Mr. Pliskin.
Man, I really need to get a new phone. It takes forever to take this mute button off. So how close is the one that blasted me with its light ball?
Probably, I don't know, 10 or 15 feet at this point.
All right. Can I get up so I can just like put the shotgun right to its brain? Like I want to stick it through this jelly material right up into the brain and then pull the trigger.
I don't recall what the rules for standing up after throwing yourself to the ground are, so make a dex roll.
Okay. I will try. I made a regular success.
Okay, you can stand up. Take a shot, point blank range.
It's a bonus die for point blank, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I fail.
Can I push it? Can I push it?
It's
combat.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Damn it.
Mr. Vasily.
All right. I think I finally figured out. I just got to aim about a foot up and 6 inches over. And that is a hard success.
Nicely done. Roll some damage.
So with the rifle, we do 11 or nothing. But
okay. Well, it's definitely, you know, you said you know guns. I don't know that you've shot people before, but maybe you've shot watermelons or something. So that was a pretty clear square shot, but it doesn't look like it. It certainly did something. It didn't do nothing, but it didn't do what you would kind of expect to see.
It didn't blow it up like a watermelon.
Yeah.
All right,
Mr. Lee, having very luckily been standing right next to the display of turpentine and shop rags.
Yes. Okay, so I wasn't much of a ball player when I was a kid. Is there a way that I can, I mean, I know if you, like, take a round to aim a firearm, you get, like, some kind of bonus die or something?
Yeah.
Is there a way I could do that?
Sure, if you want to take a round to aim your throw,
yep,
make it not so hasty, you could have a bonus die for that, sure.
I'll do that this time, then.
Mr. Reynolds, continuing to crawl away. Perhaps.
Yeah, although, actually, hold on a minute. The math, Steve, is the same. Throwing it now versus throwing it with a bonus next round, isn't that the same?
Missing now versus hitting later?
Well, I mean, presumably, if you broke it up, he's rolling two dice next round.
But he only has one cocktail made, presumably.
Yeah. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
All right. I was like, yeah. Is there a second floor in this building?
No.
I guess I'm feeling a little guilty. I am feeling guilty. I'm gonna get back in the and take another shot at this thing.
Mr. Red-blooded American.
Exactly. I don't want this to get back to the congressman. I ran away, so I'll take another shot at it.
Okay, go ahead.
It's his right to invoke the Randall Act of 2000. Nine.
That's a success.
And run away.
Roll some damage.
Oh, you said Randall. I heard Rambo.
Either way.
Yeah, they're both the same.
Which also would be reasonable, but different.
One in the same.
9 points of damage.
Okay, nice. It does not look terribly thrilled with that.
Good.
But it also doesn't look terrible.
Dead.
No, it does not look dead. It shoots out a beam of light towards Mr. Pluskin. Would you like to try to throw yourself to the ground again? Or are you just going to take it like a man?
Can I just dodge? Is that possible?
Yeah, it's like gunfire, right? You can't really dodge it. You just throw
yourself
to the ground.
Will my gun stay in the thing?
No.
Damn it. Sure. I'll throw myself to the ground.
Dodge roll.
Fail.
You can
no,
make
wait.
A...
I have a lot of luck.
This is what it's for.
Sure. I'll burn it to make it.
Okay. Roll out of the way. The second one fires a beam of light towards the not well hidden at all of Mr. Vasily.
So, I have a question.
Yep.
It hit me.
Yep.
Did I feel anything?
You felt scared. You felt unnerved. You felt mental distress.
All right, it didn't hurt.
one point of jam.
Right.
But it certainly did not hurt physically. That is correct.
I don't understand what this thing's doing, but it doesn't hurt. So yeah, no, I'm gonna stay. I finally got it sighted in.
Okay, sand roll.
Success.
1 point of sand.
All right,
Mr. Pliskin.
I guess I'm gonna roll a dodge to try and get up and shoot this thing in the brain.
Dex
again. Dex, yeah. Nope, fail.
Okay, you can certainly stand up, but you're kind of off balance and.
Well, at least I can throw myself to the ground again. I need to.
Vasily.
Is this thing within point blank range yet?
Sure.
Or a rifle?
Yep.
All right. That is a success again. Ooh, but I only nick it a little bit for 7.
Okay. It looks mildly annoyed at you. Mr. Lee.
Boy.
All right. So, whichever one of these things looks like it's the closest.
Well, so, yet, but the thing to remember, though, is that the snake, I suppose not your good friend, his facility's good friend. So who cares, right? Is right next to one of them. Right? Okay. So if you're throwing at that one, chances are a snake is at least going to get splashed with something.
Yeah, so we won't do that.
If not, just hit in the face if you miss.
Right.
Vasily is close to a second one, close enough to be in point blank range, which is, what, 10 feet?
I thought it was your dex. Maybe it's your dex over 5. Yeah, let's call it 10 feet, sure.
Or so.
To me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So if you throw it at that one and miss, you're probably not going to hit Vasily unless you botch. If you botch, then Vasily will get some kind of roll to try to get out of the way.
What are the chances of me botching with the bonus die? We're going for the one with Vasily.
They're really
good.
Come on.
Well, it's a fail, but not a botch.
Okay.
Can you use luck?
That would be 20 points of luck.
I'm okay with that.
You okay with that?
How about you do a? How about you push it and it does hit one of our comrades?
Combat.
Combat. You're right.
Sounded like a good idea, though.
Yeah.
Do you want to spend the luck, Steve?
Edwin knew where I was going, which is why you stopped me from doing it.
I don't think I'll spend the luck now. I'll get back to work on another one.
Okay. Mr. Reynolds.
There's only two bullets in two shells in a shotgun. I'm reloading.
Okay. The first brain fires again at Snake. Standing in front of it.
I'm sorry. Say that again. It fires at me again?
Yep.
Oh, great. Throw myself to the ground. Here comes the dex roll. I'll burn the 2 luck to make that a success.
Nicely done. The second one fires at Vasily. Are you still standing your ground?
Hurt.
Take it like a man.
Fine.
Yep.
I don't know what your problem is.
Sand roll.
We might find out what your problem is, but that's a success.
1 point to sand.
Okay.
Sneak.
All right, I'll try and get up.
You're getting your exercise, though. That's good.
I keep rolling 67 on my dex of 65, so I guess I'll burn 2 more luck.
It's like doing burpees.
That's right.
Seriously. Just as exhausting. Try and shoot this thing? Nope. Oh, wait. Point blank. Nope.
You can spend some luck.
No, not enough.
Vasily.
Yeah. That is a normal success again. There we go. That is 11.
The bullet kind of hits it again in slow motion, and the brain shudders and just kind of collapses with a splooch to the ground.
Hey, look at that. They go down.
Mr. Lee.
Keep shooting, man.
You're building another...
did you say Mr. Lee? I'm sorry, yeah.
Taking another can of turpentine off the shelf and stuffing another rag in it?
That's what I was going to do. If I could change my action, I will. But okay, looking around this hardware store as I'm grabbing this stuff, perhaps I find like a good metal rake or something?
Oh, certainly.
Okay, that looks like something that I can
shovel,
stick to.
Or machete?
Hoe, pickaxe?
Yeah. Maybe
bush
a machete.
Knife.
Yeah. Something like that. We're going to grab one of them things and charge over to where Mr. Snake is getting his workout.
Okay.
And take a shot. Do you want me to roll for luck to see if I find one? Or
sure. See how close it is. You can grab it if it's right next to you, if you're standing between the display of turpentine shop rags and bush knives.
Well, that's a fail. I guess I'll have to grab one next time.
Apparently not. Yep. Yeah. So you can grab it this round and charge out and attack next round. Mr. Reynolds.
I will take another shot. Wee-haw. That is a hard success. Not that it matters. How close are these now? Are they within 10 yards, or have they been sort of floating down the street? Or
They are. It smooshes to it, kind of just shudders and collapses to the ground with a smoosh.
Yeehaw!
Boy,
I think that's a good place to end it for today.
Yeah. So Oscar's the one we blame for this. Is that what you're saying?
Yep.
Got my email written already.
Nice.
That was a good start. That was awesome. Thanks.
Yeah, that's fun.
Catch y'all later.
Yeah.
Have
a good wow. That was good.
Have a good week, guys.
Yep.
All right.
See ya.
Bye, guys.
Later.
Bye.